Blog Talk Radio.
Monday Madness, and here it is, the second day of the week, and before you know it, before you know it, we have the chance to show what you're going to have to make sure that we don't go it alone. I'm going to show you what time it is, the sound of the tone, you just picked up the phone. So, when they show you that the way that you feel doesn't matter, when they show you that the way that you feel doesn't matter, when was the last time this happened to you? What did it make you do? How did it make you feel? How did it affect the relationship that you were in? Or how did it affect the relationship of the person that showed you that the way that you feel and the things that you think, the way that you think, and the person that you are didn't matter? Because the interesting thing about this is that people will blow you off in this type of way and still act like y'all should be cool or like it shouldn't matter. Like, I still rock with you. I still get down with you like that. But, you know, I just don't think that the way that you think is right. And I don't, you know, and you can't always have a mutual understanding about everything, but I think that it is important for two people to, to respect the thoughts and feelings of each other. And when they don't, then problems can arrive. You know what the crazy part about it is, though? You may not even really realize that you have feelings until somebody totally disregards them. Do you understand what I'm just saying? You may not realize that you have feelings until somebody totally disregards them. You may not have been aware that you feel some type of way, that you are on a certain type of playing field, that you even gave a F about anything until somebody shows you that the way that you feel or the fact that you feel doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to them, and they don't think that it should matter to the world inside of you or around you. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily. Go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well then you just say Omar with the artist. It's a daily go get a mission show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should. So like we were already talking about, let's stay into it, move through it, do our best with it. Let me see. Yeah. When they show you that the way you feel doesn't matter. Like I said, you may not have even been aware that you're in your feelings. Have you ever been so emotionally removed from things in life that you didn't even think that your feelings were present anymore? Have you ever been at a state in your life when you were so hardened, when you were so toughened, when you had been through so much or had been desensitized so far to the point where you didn't even think you had no feelings? Like, you know, you was basically, I'm not going to say you was in IDGAF mode, but you were definitely in whatever happens mode. We'll deal with it when the time comes mode. You know, and when you're in that whatever happens, I'll deal with it when the time comes mode, it can bring a new awakening to you when your feelings and reawaken. Like, whoa, that's when you realize, like, yo, I don't be messing with nobody. I don't be disrespecting nobody. I don't be in nobody's business. I'm not even outside. I'm inside. All I do is work and go home. Chill with my fam. I said work and go home. Chill with my fam. But, you know, at work, that's one of those places where the way that you feel or the way that you think can be totally disrespected. Sometimes it's even used against you. Like, for example, let's say you have a supervisor, a manager, some higher up or whatever, a coworker who takes an idea of yours. Now, here you are trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. And, you know, you're doing your best to be dedicated, to be hardworking, to be forward thinking, you know, because you never know if you might want to start your own business one day. So you're trying to get into that mode where you are definitely becoming and being a go-getter. So you come up with this miraculous idea, this great idea to increase productivity at your job. And it was a unique idea, you know what I mean? It was a stroke of genius that even surprised you. Like, how did I come up with this? This is pretty dope. And what happens? Your intellectual property is stolen by somebody else. And when you try to defend the fact that it was your idea, then they want to make it look like you weren't a team player. Oh, somebody, please talk to me. You know that it ain't cool to be robbing me, but you did. and you took away what I did, kid, and I'm not trying to make my feelings hit. I'm not trying to hide them inside of me. It feels bad, and I'm not trying to do that. It makes me mad. When I get mad, I cannot work well, but you want to find out today, and I'll tell you and anybody that will listen, you ain't going to be treating me just like anybody is this, and no. It's not like that. Not today. I am mad and I feel some kind of way. And you may not have even known that your feelings were inside of something. So now, maybe you don't want to share your thoughts, your skills, your potential. You might not want to give that away anymore. Like, nah, I've decided that the 8 hours that I spend here aren't compensated for the contribution that I've made here. So I'm going to let all of these people whose thoughts and feelings that you do respect, I'm going to let them go ahead and rock out. And good luck for y'all. Because from what I know, there aren't a lot of creative people here. There aren't a lot of productive people here. There aren't a lot of prolific people here. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong. So I'm going to let y'all go ahead and fend for yourselves in that regard. And we're going to see what it is. So this can happen to you as a person, or it can happen to you as a people. My personal thoughts are that Black people in this country have always had their feelings be disregarded and being shown that they don't matter. You know, what happens when we start bringing up reparations for us? What are we faced with when we start talking about reparations? Does the government of the United States say, you know what, yeah, we got to get to that? We got to do everything that's possible in order to make sure that y'all get that. What does the propaganda campaign say? What does the propaganda say when we start talking about free and fair justice, compensation for past wrongs and injustices, education and awareness about our plight and things that have happened to us? What happens? Now, you know, you and I know that we could probably spend all day talking about that. But one thing is for sure. Whenever we start talking about those things, you can best believe that there are going to be some right-wing, conservative, uninformed, uneducated people that are going to come along and tell us that none of that matters. It happened in the past, and it wasn't their ancestors who did it anyway. Because their ancestors weren't even here in this country when whatever happened to us. So the way that you feel doesn't matter. You're barking up the wrong tree, sir. And they'll tell you that we don't have money for that right now. You know how much changed in this world, but especially in this country, after 9/11? That stimulus, both of those stimulus packages, showed the people of the United States how much we actually do have. All of that we don't have went out the window. It went out the window. $1.7 trillion, almost twice. and we weren't broke, that didn't break us. Trillion dollars is not a term that we've ever used fiscally. In this country. But that was our relief fund. All right, we got to go ahead and dip into our reserves and give out this money. Now, of course, in many ways, we've had to pay much of the money back, but that's just the way that things work. But what that put to rest for me and mine is that you could pay reparations like this. And you would have plenty, and many more left that you will never lose. Or should I say, you will never use. So it's not an issue of you not having it, because the pandemic exposed what you really have. All your sock money, all your mattress money, it exposed that. Now, yeah, we got it, and we're going to give it. And we'll have plenty more where that came from. If we need to do this again, we'll do it. We just printing money anyway. Ain't no gold standard. We just printing money. We'll print up some more. We'll find a way. But it proved that they'll find a way that support their own interests and not yours. So the way that you think, the way that you feel, the way that we think, the way that we feel as a people, totally disregarded. We see that as long as we are lumped in to a cause where everybody, even the perpetrators, are benefiting, then we can get some. But when it's time for us to get ours exclusively, the way that our punishment was given to us exclusively, what happens? Okay. So, listen. Cal Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita, thanks for coming on through. It's good to see you. T. Carry Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And Emily Dunlap is in the house. Wow, about to turn it out. It's hard to say Emma Dunlap. All right. It's all good, though. Love is love. Thanks for coming on through. So we're talking about when they show you that the way you feel doesn't matter. When was the last time that somebody showed you straight lace, straight up and down, point blank, that your feelings don't matter? Did they mean to do it, or did they pop off? Did it matter? You know, because sometimes people will show us that they don't really care about what we think. You know, funny thing is, sometimes people will show us that they care about the way that we look. They like the way that we look, but they don't like the way that we think. They don't care about the way that we feel. It's like a man meeting a really sexy woman, and he don't want to hear her talk. He just wanted to twerk all day, or get on her back or on her knees all day. Like, listen, don't talk. Don't say nothing. Don't talk. Don't say nothing. Don't rebut. Don't say the black word of conversate. I don't want to conversate. I don't want to conversate with you. Yeah, we know the right word is converse, but since we all know somebody who says conversate, I think they put that in the dictionary now. Conversate. We was conversating. We was conversating. That's when you like speaking to the devil. I'm conversating. I'm over here conversating. I'm over here conversating. In the midst of us conversating, what are we doing? Or should I say, when somebody wants you to be like how some of the elders would tell children, you know, children are supposed to be seen, not heard. So he wants you to be sexy all day. He wants you to be twerking all day, batting your eyes and you know, and basically, you know, getting your prostitute on, but he don't want to hear nothing. He don't want to hear what drove you to even do this. He doesn't want to hear anything about your history. Maybe he doesn't even like your voice, or he definitely doesn't respect the way that you think. He thinks that you're a bimbo, that you're a bimbo with three holes, and he's trying to plug them. But that's it. He'll even pay you to shut up. Well, how does that make you feel? Because evidently some women are okay with that. Well, you know, I don't have to, it's not important for me to be important to him. As long as he gives me what I think is important, which is that money, the almighty dollar. For the love of money, people will rob their own mother. For the love of money, people will kill their own brother. Well, you know. When they show you that the way you feel does not matter, permanent severances of friendships are born out of this. You know, there are places where feelings matter and there are places where feelings don't matter as much. And we know that sometimes feelings can be displaced or they can be displayed in ways that aren't productive, that aren't good, that aren't helpful. But nonetheless, they are something that needs to be taken into consideration. You know, you can always make adjustments to the way you feel and the way that you think just by learning a little bit more, being exposed to a little bit more, experiencing a little bit more. But when somebody doesn't even put you in a position where they're going to give you a chance to experience, hear, learn, or do more, then you already know. They painted you into a box where they can control the narrative of what you think and where you are. And they'll keep you there. Well, how does that make you feel? Because it sounds, to me, that sounds like a form of slavery. And that's not a word that I throw around loosely. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is The Daily Go Get 'Emism Show. And we're talking about when they show you that the way that you feel doesn't matter. Openly, blatantly. For all to see. Showing you that your feelings don't matter. Just shut up and do this, that, and the third. Nah, we don't need your input. Shut his mic off. No, for real, shut his mic off. I don't get a chance to talk. And this is in real life. You know, plenty of husbands and wives have gone through this. Boyfriends and girlfriends have gone through this. And on both sides. It's not always the man who is disrespecting the way that a woman thinks or feels or whatever. You know, on some, you know, all in the family Archie Bunker type vibe. It's not always the man disrespecting or disregarding the woman. Sometimes it's the woman disrespecting and disregarding the thoughts of her man. Like plenty of women have been with a man whose thoughts they don't respect, whose judgment that they don't respect. He ain't nothing but a check to them. He's somebody who will go out and sacrifice his body working hard and will bring home that bacon. And they're good with that. They don't think that he's smart enough to put a plan together to make something happen. Oh, okay. They don't think that he's intelligent enough to make informed decisions and to make it happen in the business world or anything else in the community or even in that family. What he is a check. He's a check. And she may not utilize him for any other reason except for a means to a financial end. So men do it to women in the form of their bodies, and women do it to men in the form of money. And sometimes it's interchangeable. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. It's not like women haven't used men for their bodies. It's not like men haven't used women for their money. But when it's bad, it's bad. And you know when it really gets bad? You know when it really gets bad? When a dummy tries to treat you like you're dumb. When somebody you know that you're smarter than, when somebody that can't read or write well really thinks that they have the drop on you, and you're looking at them like, are you serious? You're a dummy. Like, you don't know nothing. But they looking at it like, yeah, but I'm stronger than you. So, if I'm stronger than you, then I'm smarter than you because I can overpower you if you get smart. I can neutralize you if you try to exercise your brain power and you know, rise above your station. Many gangsters have employed this tactic. You know, most historians talk about how Al Capone, you know, the famous Chicago gangster back in the 20s, back in the Prohibition era. They talked about how he wasn't very smart. He really wasn't. Can you imagine how people on his team looked at him? Can you imagine how his underbosses looked at him like, yo, man, you know, if we would do it another kind of way, we would have this thing in a smash. But he always wants to strong arm things. He always wants to go toe to toe instead of strategizing. You know, here we are, you know, shooting Tommy guns in the streets and all of that kind of stuff and putting ourselves in position where we have to shoot all the liquor and all of that kind of stuff or pay off these judges and stuff like that. Well, if we did it another kind of way, we could avoid court. We could avoid having to pay off jurors and judges and getting involved with all this corruption. We would be able to circumvent the legal system. But the boss don't want to do it that way because the boss thinks that he's smarter than everybody else because he's ruthless. He's not smart. He's ruthless. And somebody that you live with, somebody that you're in love with, somebody that you're dealing with, somebody that you're married to, might be ruthless. And because of their ruthless nature, they think that they're smart. And they think that they're smarter than you. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Brutes think that they're smarter than people. You know, I bring up this example often enough. Maybe not all the time, but often enough. I'm very intrigued by the advancement and by the development of one Mike Tyson. Because the media had us thinking that Mike Tyson was a big, big dummy They had us thinking that Mike Tyson was just a brute boxer who would knock your head off, but probably had the IQ of a gnat, not an ant, because I think we think the ants are pretty smart, but of a gnat. You know, a gnat or a moth aren't even smart enough to preserve their lives by staying away from a flame or from hot light. You know what I mean? Mike Tyson was never dumb. Mike Tyson was always informally educated. He didn't have a formal education. He didn't have that. He didn't graduate high school or take college classes or anything like that. But it doesn't mean that he didn't have thoughts. And it absolutely didn't mean that he didn't have feelings. And it absolutely didn't mean that he wasn't intelligent. But you can tell that there was a big push by the media back in the day to make us think that he couldn't do it, that he didn't have it. Like he was just an emotional brute boxer who didn't know any better. And sure, he let his emotions overcome him plenty of times. And because he was so dangerous, he was able to accomplish things or get his way plenty of times if he lost his temper, you know. But as you can clearly see by how far he has come and by his one-man shows and things like this, like even during those times when we thought that he was just a big dummy, maybe even slow or whatever, he was doing things. He was making moves. He knew people. He had influence. He used certain things that he had. And maybe through therapy and a host of other life experiences, he has smoothed out over the years. And he shows you more of his mind than his body. Maybe by necessity, but nonetheless, I don't think that many of us even thought Mike Tyson would be alive to see 56 years old. I don't think that we thought that. I don't think so. And I believe he's 56. Let me see. How old Matt Tyson? How old is Mike Tyson? 56 years old. I thought so. I know that he's just about 4 years older than me. June 30th? Oh, that's right. He's a Cancer. I be forgetting. Yeah, but he was never a dummy. But evidently it was in somebody else's interest for him to be portrayed as one. So the way that he thought and the things that he thought were undermined by the media. Now we don't need to hear. We're not going to arrange our sound bites to show that this man has any type of sense. Every time we interview him, we're going to mold it. We're going to manipulate it, and we're going to format it, and we're going to produce it, and we're going to edit it to make sure that he looks like a one-trick pony. So whatever he can't punch himself out of won't be displayed. And, you know, rightfully so, you know, just to be fair, Mike Tyson did a lot of things that didn't help him out. It didn't help his cause to be respected. He did some things. He acted out in some ways. Yeah, you know, it is what it is. But that's not that different from the rest of us.
It's not that different. So when they show you that the way that you feel doesn't matter, what do you do? Because the dynamics of the relationship that you're in with a person who has shown you blatantly, outright, that they don't care about the way that you think, are you able to go on with that person in the same way that you were going on with them before? Are you able to deal with that person the same way that you dealt with them before? Can you just throw all of your, can you just, you know, put all of your feelings to the side and say, well, you know, yeah, you don't respect me or respect the way that I feel, but we can still be friends? Because normally that's what somebody would try to say to you. Yeah, I disrespected you and everything like that, but you know, you still my man. You know, if you want to be, we still cool. I ain't mean to do you like that. I'm just saying, I still love you, man. I still got love for you. No matter what, I always still got love for you. And you like, got love for me. Anybody who ever had love for me wouldn't do to me what you did. I don't think so. I don't think that you have love for me. That's not the word that I would use for how you feel about me. You have definitely shown me that love ain't what you're feeling for me. There's another word for it, other word for it, but love ain't one of them. Not on this Pretty Petty Tuesday, baby. That ain't how we gonna rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. But I can see breakups coming from this. I can see marriages ending because of this, divorces, separations. Definitely relationships being severed. And you know how hard it is to put back together a relationship where you don't feel like your thoughts and feelings were taken into consideration. It's one of the worst ways to break a relationship. It's one of those things that will solidify that, yeah, it's best that me and you don't deal with each other no more. Like, my allergies don't care about the way I feel. They just want to do what they do. They care about my allergies, feel about the way they feel. They care about the nasal passages. They don't care about none of the rest of the body and what we going through. But we going to be all right, though. It's cool. It's cool. What did you do the last time that your feelings were totally disregarded? Last time that your thoughts were totally disregarded, disrespected, blown off. Like somebody just blew you off, like, whatever, man. You let that slide? You let that ride? That was okay? Well, I see y'all don't want to talk today. That's all right. It's all good. I don't care. But that's all right. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. September 27th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, James Price, turning 46 years old today. And also, Lisa E. Risco. Happy birthday to you. And also Omni Zay, turning 52 years old today. And Boss Lady Jones, turning 39 years old today. And Princess S.A., happy birthday to you. And Donald McIntyre, turning 59 years old today. No relation, but what up, guys? It's good. All right, and Brandy Hardy, turning 37 years old today. And Three the Hard Way, happy birthday to you. And Malika Bruce, happy birthday to you. And Maurice Dizern, happy birthday to you. And Dominic Wooden, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Daryl Bell, turning 62 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious September 27th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Hey, yo, check this out. Hey, yo, feel me. Yeah, man. The way that you feel matters, and the things that you think matter. You know, the way that you feel and the things that you think are the things that propel you to do the things that you do in life. They are the things that put a stamp on the person that you are. They even are the things that make your personality what it is. Those are the things that show your progression from wherever you were to where you are to where you're going. You know, as you learn, as you grow, as you experience, your thoughts and feelings change. They develop. They morph. They graft. And when somebody says that or makes you feel that wherever you were before is where you deserve to be for all time, well, I don't know if you're going to be feeling all of that. I don't know if you're going to think that that's a good thing. I don't know if you're going to submit to that. There's a great likelihood that you won't. But we're going to see about it, talk about it, be about it, walk about it. I want to thank all y'all for coming through and checking out the Daily Go Get-A-Mism show. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, I thought maybe one of y'all would compliment me on this cool eagle sweater. You see this, you know, dope. That's a little words on it. Fly, eagles fly on this side. And Philadelphia eagles fly on this side. Go birds. I like this sweatshirt. I really do. This joint fresh. Like, I just got the joint, took it out the bag. Like, yo, I'm throwing this joint on. You know what I'm saying? Dustin. You know what I mean? Get the dust off my shoulder. Anyway, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. Okay, so let's get on about it here. Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Oh, yeah. And for